Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Welcome on to yet another edition of the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown, and time to chat some biking on this edition of the podcast. And I must tell you, it is brought to you by the Wahoo Kicker. Elevate your ride. The ultimate indoor training experience is here. The Kicker Indoor Bike Trainer is now more compatible than ever and is designed to work with Wahoo's newest innovation, the Kicker Climb. The world isn't flat. Now, neither is your ride. To find out more, get to thekonaedge.com/indoor. That's INDOOR, or simply text the word indoor to 44222, and I'll send you all the details back about the Wahoo Kicker. That's indoor to 44222, or thekonaedge.com/indoor. Coming up on today's podcast, we head back to California to catch up with Tina Eakin to find out what she's done to get better on the bike throughout her Ironman career. Today's Coach's Corner is brought to you by Coach Parry Triathlon Coaching. With a passion for high-performance sport, Lindsay Parry is one of South Africa's most widely recognized and respected coaches. Having led a team to the London and Rio Olympic Games, Lindsay has coached both triathletes and runners onto podiums of some of the world's most illustrious races. Lindsay has the unique ability to understand what it takes to succeed at any level and thrives on coaching, motivating, and inspiring others to do the same. To find out more about working with Coach Parry, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. And don't forget, if you're a coach or if you have a coaching business and you'd like to get a plug on the podcast, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. This is the Kona Edge. Time to chat some biking. We head back to California to catch up with Tina Eakin. Tina, welcome back onto the Kona Edge. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, Brad. It's good to be back.
You've said your run's your strongest. Would you say your swim's your weakest and the bike's there in the middle?
Yeah, my bike has come along, actually. I think it's gotten stronger.
It's 13 hours.
As far as the things you've done over time to get better on the bike, can you sort of pin it down to one or two things? What do you think has really given you the gains?
Well, one thing I love is hills, Brad. I love doing hills. And I personally believe that if you can climb hills, you know, I mean, I think that's really helped my strength is climbing hills and heat. I love the heat. I think getting out there in the heat, it just really helps your performance as well.
As far as racing, do you tend to lean towards races that have got hilly bike courses? Is that your sort of thing?
Oh, for sure. I won't do Florida. For sure. I don't like flat because, you know, when you're going flat, it's all out for, you know, 5-6 hours, whereas on hills, what goes up must come down, right? I just like the break, but I just love climbing. Yeah, I'd rather climb than flat any day.
And as indoor versus out on the roads, what sort of percentage would you do on an indoor, or do you do most of your stuff outdoors?
Well, it depends. Like, obviously, in the summertime and in the warmer times, I will be outside all the time. But I, in the wintertime, even in California, it doesn't get that cold, but I don't like being cold, so I will spend, you know, maybe 25% in the wintertime on my trainer. Maybe a little more, a little less, depending. But I'll definitely be indoors during the winter.
Do you find doing that work on the trainer, you can be a bit more focused and do exactly what it says on your training program, as opposed to possibly being on the road where it's a bit more difficult to get the intervals in or whatever it is you need to do?
Oh, yeah, for sure, Brad. And I'm glad you brought that up, because that's another aspect I love about the trainer is, like you said, I equate an hour on the trainer to 2 hours on the road, because if you have some higher interval stuff to do, you can't really do it on the road. I mean, you can, but, you know, with limitations. So, yeah, I definitely agree, Brad. That's a good point. Being on the trainer is much more effective as far as, you know, doing certain types of workouts.
Do you – I mean, heading out on the road – let's talk about the volume and the amounts that you're training. I mean, you mentioned in our chat about the swim that you're swimming 5 times a week. How many times a week would you typically be riding?
Well, currently right now, Brad, you know, because I'm just getting back into it, maybe just 3 or 4 days. But, like, in my Ironman, you know, training probably, you know, 4 or 5 days a week. And I also want to mention, as far as cycling, I think the other thing that helps me is I ride with groups. You know, I get out there and I ride with the cyclists. I believe that you should swim with the swimmers and bike with the bikers. And I know some triathletes are afraid of that, you know, getting in the pack and doing that. And obviously, as I get closer to Ironman, I train alone as well with my tri bike. But I love riding with groups. That's another aspect I wanted to mention.
What are some of the advantages of, in your mind, of riding with those groups?
Well, they push me. I mean, you know, I'll get out and ride with guys, and they, you know, they're pushing 25 miles an hour, and you know, sometimes I'm hanging on and sometimes I'm not, but if I need to get that high, you know, high aerobic workout, that's the perfect time to do it, and it motivates you. You know, it's really motivating.
Do you find riding in those groups as well helps with bike handling skills?
Oh, big time, yeah. Now, of course, you cannot go out on your tri bike. Yep. You can't have aero bars. I mean, that's, you know, that's safety, but, you know, I have a road bike and a tri bike, so I always take my road bike out whenever I go with it. But, yeah, I definitely agree that it helps with the handling skills as well.
I know we've got a couple of gearheads who listen to the show. Tell me about your setup. You mentioned the road and tri bike. What are you riding and sort of what's the setup like?
Okay, well, honestly, I'm not really into the whole gear thing. You know, I'm kind of I just ride, but I have a Sipo. I love my Sipo bike. It has the you know, the bullhorns, the aero setup. The gearing, I couldn't honestly tell you because I just don't pay attention. I just have people tell me what I need on it. Well, that's why I like it. Another reason why I like it.
Tina, if you're anything like my wife, if I ask her what bike you're on, she says a silver one. So that's all.
I have a little bit more than that. But and also on my road bike, I do have a power meter. I have the Stages power meter. My new coach, Joanna, is big onto that, so I'm just now getting into that. Also, I want to share I've been anxiously awaiting the Vector 3 pedals. I want them to come out so I can put that on my tri bike because there again, I'm not a gearhead, so the Vector 3 is just easy. You just put it on like pedals, right? So, yep. Yeah.
Is the power meter a very recent addition?
Well, I've had it about a year, but I never really used it until now. I used it and I'd look at it, but I didn't understand it. I didn't pay attention. And now my current coach really believes in it. And I agree that it is a great way to, you know, to help your training.
Have you seen, I know it's early days, but have you seen any benefits yet?
I don't necessarily know if I have yet or not, like I said, because I just started with it. But, you know, it's kind of neat to look at the, you know, the charts and the graphs and the, you know, and I also have a heart rate monitor and it's just, I'm learning a lot. I guess I'm kind of older to be doing that, but it's interesting.
But you've also, over time, learned how to race on feel and know how your body reacts to things. So it's nice having those as add-ons. Do you think it's a bit of a risk you look at triathletes now and that's all they go by? That if on the day their power meter maybe is not working, they lost. They don't know what to do.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree that you need to know how to race on feel. I mean, I've done a couple Ironmans, I think, back when I was early starting, I did on heart rate, but I've done most of my Ironmans on feel. Of course, you know, when an Ironman, you have to be a little bit more conservative because it's a long day, but I definitely believe that you have to know how to race on feel, on your ability.
Tell me what your favorite workout is to do on the bike. When it pops up on your training program from your coach, you give yourself a little fist pump and go, yeah, I get to do that again.
100-mile ride. I love century rides. I love long rides. So, yeah, definitely just the longer rides. You know, with some pickups, I mean, I do like doing the, you know, the not the high aerobic, but, you know, some of like the tempo, but just longer rides, period, and on a hot day and hilly.
A hot, hilly, long ride. That sounds right. Like fun.
Perfect.
I love that. Tina, thank you so much for your time here on the Cone Edge once again. I look forward to talking about your bike next time out. Your run.
Right on.
A run, right apology.
On.
Yeah, there we go.
All right,
this episode of the Cone Edge is brought to you by the Wahoo Kicker. Whether you're looking for the accuracy and control of a direct drive bike trainer or the flexibility and convenience of a wheel-on solution, Kicker and Kicker Snap are two distinct indoor training solutions. Kicker Indoor Trainer's large flywheel uses new algorithms to improve responsiveness and better replicate the sensation of riding on the road. So whether free riding or using online platforms like Zwift and TrainerRoad, you'll have the same experience you feel on your favorite outdoor rides. To check out their phenomenal range, head over to thekonaedge.com/indoor. That's thekonaedge.com/indoor. Thanks for listening to this edition of The Cone Edge, and thank you for spending some time with us today, and thank you to Tina Eakin too for sharing her thoughts around her bike with us. We're back again on Monday. Have yourself a superb weekend. If you are training or racing this weekend, I hope it's a goodie, and we look forward to catching up in the new week. Until then, from myself, Brad Brown, it's cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Cone Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for The Kona Edge.